helping folks seal the deal versus just identifying additional prospects?
That's a great question, Trustee. And one of the things that we talked about in terms of non-traditional outreach, there's nothing, best we can tell from our review of the code, that prevents any dialogue with a business that's proposed and lost. And that's the best opportunity to sort of ensure that a business that tries once and doesn't succeed in securing a university contract learns from that experience and figures out how to move forward and compete successfully the next time. That's where some of the additional time on outreach, we talk about outreach in a broad sense, but outreach can be with businesses that we've already identified, just in terms of helping them understand how to leverage whatever they've tried and not succeeded with in order to compete the next time. It's a big part of it, absolutely.
I think to your point specifically, it would be helpful if we take that particular slide on the procurement cycle and actually ensure that all of us understand it, so that when someone calls with a question that we're able to say, geez, I don't know, I know that rule changed, but I'm not exactly sure how. I think it would be helpful for us to turn this into something that's much more user-friendly, that I call a cheat sheet you like to keep by your computer when you get new software, and that you're able to know, and also who the contacts are. How do we, I think there are many simple things we can do from a training perspective, both internally and externally. And the conferences certainly serve as one of the, a very good forum to accomplish that. Yes?
I agree with you that we have not done a sufficient job of getting our message out as to why this is so important. And if we're going to be looking at new and more resources, I think we need to better get that message out. I assume you can help us with that, or how have other institutions been able to change that culture?
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely, ma'am. We'll present you, at the very least, a sample so you can see what other boards of trustees for peer institutions have said on the topic. And we all believe, and I think Rob's the one that made this point originally, this is an area where the University of Illinois can emerge with the nationally leading policy statement about why this matters. So it's an exciting topic, and we're looking forward to that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I thought that was a terrific presentation with a lot of rich data and great analytics. And as I remember, it came out of sort of an offhand comment that maybe Jim had made at the end of a discussion. We may need somebody to help us think through these issues.
Absolutely.
And I guess I would, using this as an example, I'd continue to encourage the trustees, if you have one of those thoughts in your head, to speak out, because the result can be very important to the institution. So after that profound comment, I might suggest we take a break. What would you all, because the next presentation is a big one, and maybe we take a 5-minute break. Would that be helpful? Okay.
We have a break indeed.
Yeah, I'm going to
have
one back here, too.
Come on over this way, too. I think I went this
way. Where are we? We got Charles. We're all here now. Okay.
I think he ought to make his comment after Will does, or wait.
I think just during the discussion. I think so. That's fine. I think the next session will be a report from the chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee. I'd turn it over to Ed McMillan at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my pleasure to report on the meeting that we held on March 14th. It ended up being a rather long meeting of 3 hours, but it was covered from all three campuses with a video conference. Trustees in attendance were myself, Montgomery Oliver, student trustee Olivier, and Treasurer McKeever. Officers present, in addition to Mike Hogan, were Walter Norris, Skip Garcia, Larry Shook, Mina Rao, Vija Ghosh, and also Donna McNeely set in from being in Springfield. Minutes were approved, and then we had a series of presentations, and I will just cover them briefly. First of all, we started off with the mayor of Urbana, Mayor Pressing, and student advocate Barat, talking about the wind turbine project in the Champaign-Urbana campus. Heather Habernacker reviewed the MAFB spend amounts, and the Bronner Group, who made the presentation just a few minutes ago, gave initial presentation of their findings relative to diversity purchasing issues. Avija Ghosh reviewed key elements of the new developer contract for the research park in Champaign-Urbana. Vice President Knorr followed with several presentations, first of all with the AFMAFA and the student insurance fund increases for year 2012, of which has been put forward for the board. He also reviewed tuition and fee increases for certain cost recovery graduate programs and the Institute of Aviation. Walt presented a review of the economic and financial matters for the university as a prelude to setting or making recommendations on tuition. Also previewed for the board item on the approval to initiate auxiliary facilities revenue bond to be issued to finance the renovation of Eikenberry Commons and the demolition of Forbes Hall. In addition, Vice President Bass reviewed all the capital projects, the building renaming issues, and lease items that were being submitted for consideration for the board. Heather came back and also reported again on purchase and renewal recommendations that are being recommended to the board. University Auditor Julie Zamaitis reported on the second quarter internal audit activity. Dan Moreland reported really an update to the committee on enterprise risk management efforts and the progress to date. Peter Newland reported on off-site medical malpractice insurance for the university. Ellen Cole reported on the results of the voluntary separation incentive program on the Urbana-Champaign campus, really the results of the initiative last year. Controller Pat Patterson reported on the results of the FY10 financial audit at the university. And then Vice President Knorr concluded with some comments about state finances and certain pension and benefit legislation. I want to highlight relative to the items that are on the agenda for the board to consider today. Item 9, which is the renaming of the Clay Hydrology Building, Shop and Equipment Building, and the Core Storage Buildings in Urbana. Item 17, which are the tuition and fee increase, cost recovery, off-campus aviation programs for 2012. Item 18, which is the student health insurance fees for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield for 2012. Item 19, which are the academic facilities maintenance fund assessment for the three campuses. Item 20, the developer agreement for the University of Illinois Research Park. Item 21, the auxiliary facilities system revenue bond series 2011A. Item 22, which is the project for exterior repairs for the Davenport Hall at Urbana. Item 23, project for infrastructure repairs for Smith Memorial Hall in Urbana. Number 24, project for electrical and mechanical update and renovation at the College of Pharmacy in Chicago. 25, project for utilities master plan for Chicago. 26, contracts for Eikenberry Commons Resident Hall number 2, Phase E, which and also the Forbes Hall demolition, which is called Phase G in Urbana. Item 27, which is the architect and engineer for exterior repairs and ground floor renovations of the education building in Urbana. 28, lease space at the National Center for Supercomputing Applications. Item 29, lease space at 1417 South Neal in Champaign. And last but not least, item 30, which are the purchase recommendations that have been covered. That concluded the meeting at 4:50 in the afternoon. And if there are no further questions, I'd like to turn it over to Walt Knorr to talk about some of the financial indicators and to also address tuition.
Thank you, Ed. Impressive.
Good morning, everyone. Harry, thank you very much for a beautiful day for this.
Pleasure.
Start off with some indicators. that impact the university, and then have a separate presentation on tuition. Joe, if you go to the first slide on the indicators, just touch base with 2011 and where the state of Illinois stands with its ability to pay its bills. We did visit with the new controller staff back